Welcome back. This part of the walk takes us back into the old town and into the Victorian commercial quarter of the city. It also includes a visit to Ye Olde White Hart, Hull's most historic pub. So let's get started. You should now be standing on the corner of Salthouse Lane and the north side of Alfragelder Street. So please walk down Alfragelder Street and you will come to White Hart Hotel on your right. Not to be confused with the Ye Olde White Hart, which we will see later on in this stage.
Oh, River Hull, I long to see you. Away, you rolling river. Oh, River Hull, I long to see you. Away, I'm bound away. Cross the wide Humber, her shore.
Thank you, Tom. The White Hart was built in 1904, and its interior is as compelling as its exterior. The room at the front has a fascinating tiled bar, which is well worth a look. And next door but one to the White Hart, through the trees, you should be able to see the back of a light-coloured building, that is Alfred Schofield House. It was built in 1780 by Henry Wilkinson. It was converted into the Hull branch of the Bank of England in 1828. It closed the bank in 1856 and was then sold to the trustees of the Sailors' Homes to provide safe lodgings for sailors on leave between ships. It has now been converted into private apartments. So if you would please pause the guide and then continue to walk down Alfragelder Street until you come to a drop-down kerb and a stretch of double yellow lines. Now when the road is clear, cross over Alfragelder Street and then restart the guide again. Okay, so please turn right and continue to walk down Alfragelder Street. You will be walking along the side of the new Law Courts, which opened in 1990. On the other side of the street, you will see Maritime House and a blue plaque dedicated to John Good and Son and the contribution and support they gave to refugees from Northern and Eastern Europe during the transmigration period through Hull in the mid-19th and early 20th centuries. You can hear more about the transmigration through Hull in the Want to Know More section on our website. As you walk in front of you, you will see a building with a large clock tower. This is the Guild Hall. More about this building later, but for now, just look above the clock tower and you will see a large golden ball. This is the Hull Time Ball. It drops every day at 1 p.m. It indicates to ship's navigators the exact Greenwich Mean Time. In the days before satellite navigation, this was vital for them to calculate longitude. So if you're here around 1 p.m. on any day, you can witness the bell chime and the ball drop. Okay, so now please continue walking until you come to the street in front of you. This is Lowgate. And once you're there, please wait a moment.
Oh, River Hull, I long to see you. Away, you rolling river. Oh, River Hull, I long to see you. Away, I'm bound away. Cross the wide Humber, her shore.
You should now be standing on the corner of Lowgate and Alfragelder Street, overseen by the statue of the Venerable Charles Henry Wilson, founder member of the Ellam & Wilson shipping line. Now here we have a similar problem with street names, similar to the one we had at High Street. We have two Lowgates this time, again cut in two by Alfragelder Street. So let's have a look at the area itself, and there's a lot to see. So now we can get a closer look at the Guildhall. It's still the headquarters of Hull City Council, including the administrative offices and the council chambers. Built between 1904 and 1919, originally it housed the Law Courts, but these were replaced by the Combined Court behind you in 1990. If you look down the side elevation of the Guildhall, you will see, on the first floor, 35 bays with alternating arch and triangular pediments over the windows with columns on either side. Look up and you will see, on pedestals above the roofline, two colossal statues, one quite near you and the other one in the distance. The nearest one to you is Britannia on a chariot drawn by lions, and the one at the far end of the building is Aphrodite, shown at the bow of a boat, being drawn by seahorses. They really are quite spectacular. Both the inside and this side elevation of the building have been used in many, many films. I hope you agree the whole building really is magnificent. You can visit the Guildhall. There is public access to the foyer, with its magnificent marble staircase and floor and wonderful mahogany wall panelling. It really is worth a look. If you ask at the reception, you can also visit the anteroom, which displays Hull's tapestry and many other items of interest. Now, for those of you with a radar key, and if you have one, you'll know what I mean, then there are toilets and changing facilities in the Guildhall. Okay, so now, before we move on, please look to the top of the clock tower and you will see a golden time ball. If you're lucky enough to be here around 1 o'clock any day, then you will get a chance to see it drop, indicating exactly Greenwich Mean Time. Hull's time ball is one of only 7 in the country, and it's the tallest and the only one on a municipal building. Now, if you look to your right, beyond the entrance to the Guildhall, in the middle distance, you will see the grand column and statue of William Wilberforce that we mentioned in stage 2 of our walk. It was originally erected in Queen Victoria Square after his death in 1833, for the princely sum of £1,250, all from public donations. If you want to visit the Guildhall or the monument now, please pause the guide and restart when you get back to this corner. If this fits your schedule, you can find out how to book a tour on our welcome page of our website. Now, in front of you, you have another grand building. This is the former General Post Office. Built during the same period as the Guildhall, it does give evidence of the wealth of Hull during this time. The land on which it stands was formerly Suffolk Palace, home of the Delapole family, close advisers to Henry VIII, who visited Hull on many occasions. So let's have a look at the building itself. Notice the 4 round arch windows on the ground floor and the 2 small doors. Each has a keystone carved with a human head. Also notice the first floor windows. Each has a pediment alternating between round arch and triangular to match the Guildhall. You can find out more about Hull's Guildhall and nearby buildings and monuments in the Want to Know More section of our website. Okay, so we now need to move to the other side of Lowgate. So please pause your guide here, and when the lights permit, cross over, turn left, and make your way towards a pair of our famous cream phone boxes. You should now have crossed over Lowgate, so please now make your way towards the uniquely named Three John Scots Pub. It gets its name from the 3 vicars of that name who served as ministers at St Mary's, the church you can see opposite. They were father, son and grandson, and were in office from 1816 to 1883. St Mary's itself is Hull's second oldest church, originally built in 1333. The walkway you can see under the tower was put through in 1863 to allow the widening of Lowgate. So please now walk further along Lowgate, and the next building you come to is Ocean Chambers, from around about 1900, built as an office for lawyers, which it still is today. Thank you. As you pass Ocean Chambers, look on the pavement and you'll see the image of a fish pointing towards an alley. This is Exchange Alley, and it's really worth a look. So, just walk a little way down and look through the gates. The wall you can see at the end actually turns sharp left and comes out in Bowl Alley Lane, which we will see in a few minutes. It's the best surviving example of Hull's L-shaped alleyways I mentioned earlier. This one dates back to around 1800. It was this type of alleyway and courtyard that covered most of this area before the Alfred Gelder development. Most of the original alleys and courtyards contained between 8 and 10 houses on either side, with no bathrooms, with only 2 or 3 earth closets and 1 standpipe to serve them all. As you look down the alley today, can you imagine what it would have been like? Cramped, insanitary, unhealthy, and no doubt crime-ridden. I've no doubt the people would have been glad to see the back of it. If the gates are open or unlocked, there's public access down there, so it's okay to take a walk. But before you do, please pause the walk and restart again when you're back on Lowgate. Oh, please keep as quiet as you can. These are working offices down here. Please now walk on from Exchange Alley to the corner of Bowl Alley Lane. You'll be passing the former Shipping Exchange, built in 1866 for the Hull Exchange Company, described when it was built as one of the chief ornaments of the town. I think it's fair to say that time has not been kind to this building. So here we are at Bowl Alley Lane. It's said that Bowl Alley Lane got its name from when Henry VIII visited Hull in 1539. He chose to play bowls in this area when he stayed at Suffolk Palace. So please now cross over Bowl Alley Lane, watch out for traffic coming from the left, and continue until you come to what is Silver Street. You should now be on the corner of Lowgate and Silver Street. So please cross over Silver Street. Again, watch out for traffic coming from the left. Once you're on the other side of Silver Street, walk down Lowgate about 25 metres and look across the street, and you will see the 4-storey old Custom House. Remember, we passed it on the way to High Street on Stage 6. If you look up, you can see just below the top cornice, carved into the stone, Post and Telegraph Office. Well, this is what it was when it opened in 1877. It's now a restaurant and offices. Please carry on walking until you reach the entrance to Hepworth's Arcade. Once there, please turn into the arcade and walk under the arched entrance. It was built in 1895 for a chain of gentlemen's outfitters, Joseph Hepworth. It has 25 independent shops and cafes, and is fascinating for both the building and for the shops. So let's take a look. As you enter, the third shop on the right is my favourite whole shop, Dinsdale's. Just take a look. If you were to ask most people in Hull where Dinsdale's shop is, they would probably have no idea. But to simply say, "Do you know where the joke shop is?" most people would be able to direct you straight here. It's an Aladdin's cave of magic tricks and jokes. The shop window seems to be exactly the same as it was when I was a youngster in the 50s. I should perhaps mention at this point that this audio guide is in no way sponsored by anyone. All the comments made during the walk are all the personal opinions of the production team. So, if I can drag you away from Dinsdale's, please walk on and you will see a very ornate 2-storey building with a glass roof. In between the windows on both floors, there are half columns decorated with swags and tails. So please now walk down the arcade towards the shops in front of you. Mm-hmm. the corner on the left is one of the entrances to the indoor Trinity Market. Please turn right and continue to the exit, and you will find yourself back on Silver Street. Here we are on Silver Street. On the other side of the street, on the right, you will see a pub sign for the entrance to Ye Olde White Hart. Remember, I mentioned it on the beginning of this stage. Well, here we are. So, let's go and have a look. Please cross over the street. Remember, traffic's coming from the right here, so please be aware. And walk across to that pub sign. As you get there, you will see it's the entrance to Ye Olde White Hart Alley. Now, here we are at the entrance to Ye Olde White Hart. So please walk down the alley until you come to the beer garden. I would ask you to bear in mind that these are commercial premises, so the outside seating is for the use of customers only. Although I'm sure they would be pleased to have you as a customer, should you wish. Now, if as a customer you step inside, you get the real atmosphere of the place, with its flagstone floors and fireplaces. It's easy to imagine the parliamentarian men with their broad-brimmed hats, long black coats with large white collars, leaning against the inglenook fireplace, with women like Blackadder's Mrs. Miggins scurrying about with meat pies and large flagons of ale. Now, if you were to venture upstairs, on the right, you'll find the Plotter's Parlour. This is where it is said that John Hulham and the other city fathers met to plan the refusal to allow King Charles entry into the city. Now, whilst this may well be the correct interpretation of the event so many years ago, some historians believe that the plot spoken of was in fact hatched to rid Hull of a Catholic governor imposed by Charles II. Well, whatever happened in this building over 370 years ago, it really does make it a must-see place while visiting Hull. Now, this is a great opportunity for you to visit the pub, or if you think you've spent enough time round here, then please retrace your steps back to Silver Street and you've reached the end of Stage 8 of our walk. So when you're ready to go again, please enter Stage 9, Silver Street to Queen Victoria Square, in your handset. You can find out more about Ye Olde White Hart and all the other pubs on the walk in the Hull's Historic Pub section and want to know more on our website.